My next question for you would be, what is a TVA?
TVA. So TVA stands for Torsional Vibration Analysis. And that is a very simple finite element type analysis, which only deals with the rotating group. So it deals with only the rotational degree of freedom of the driveline. So, you know, we've talked about diesel engines and industrial equipment. So let's take an example of a blast hole drill, where you have a diesel engine driving a hydraulic pump drive off the front and a compressor, screw compressor off the back. So you have a hydraulic pump drive with half a dozen pumps, and then you have a drive shaft to the front of the engine. There might be a coupling, it might be a direct drive, engine crankshaft, and then a flywheel, and then off the back of the flywheel, you'll have a coupling and the screw compressor. So we're not concerned with anything but the rotating bits. So we're interested in shafts, couplings, compressor parts, gears, anything rotating, and we can split the system up into inertias connected by springs. So this would be equivalent to a finite element analysis, where you mesh the model, and that model becomes nothing more than a mathematical representation of masses connected by springs. Except in the case of a TVA, we're only concerned of the mass moment of inertia of each lumped mass connected by a torsional spring. So once we have the model built, we can calculate the natural frequencies of the system. And that's referred to as the free response. So that's an eigenvalue solution, where you calculate the eigenvalues, which is the natural frequencies, and the eigenvectors, which is the mode shapes. So that is the free response of the system. So, you know, if we were talking about a finite element model of a diving board, we would be calculating the frequency at which the diving board vibrates, and the eigenvector would be the shape of the vibration. And that would be equivalent to what we do on a TVA in a free response. The force response calculation is the response of the system due to a forcing function. And in the case of, I talk a lot about reciprocating engines, diesel engines, because those generate quite a lot of issue with torsional vibration. So in the case of blast hole drill, the engine produces power by, you have combustion in the cylinder, which generates a torque pulse applied to the crankshaft. And depending upon the number of cylinders and the firing order, you have a certain pattern of oscillating torque applied to the crankshaft. And the result is you have the response, the torque response, stress response. There are derived values such as heat dissipation and rubber couplings. So those are the results that you get from a torsional vibration analysis. So, you know, let's suppose you're designing that blast hole drill from scratch. Mm-hmm. You know that you want a certain compressor, and you know that you want a certain, you have certain hydraulic requirements for the pumps. And how are we going to put all that together? What kind of engine are we going to choose? What kind of drive shafts and couplings and clutches are we going to choose? That can be, you know, you can be lucky and, you know, just throw it all together and it'll work just fine. But in general, that's not the case. And you may have a resonance that is right at the speed at which you want to run, in which case you may have to choose a different coupling or choose, different inertia on your flywheel. So those are, you know, practical selections which the TVA, the torsional vibration analysis, will help you help you decide. So that's kind of an overview of what is TVA and why is it, you know, valuable and important.